Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
ER. You've seen the frustration overlaps into chronic cystasis. He is now into the gangster mode.
No, I'm just light. A victory light.
Yo, it's Victory Light, episode 5, you cowards. You know what I'm saying? There was a lot of male energy, a lot of testosterone in the building last week because our very beloved Liz Bell was not here. And you know men are trash, so I'm not going to continue to mansplain the situation. I'm going to just throw the rock to Liz Bell. She's going to break it down for you.
What's popping, y'all? Reporting live from New York City. It's episode 5. It's Victory Light, and it's Liz Bell motherfucking Ortiz. Your godmother, if you're confused. Not the bad one, the bitch you see twice a year. Nah, this the good one with money and snacks. Where my purse at, Iris? I got them bitches on deck. Back to business. Last week, me and my family was on our way to shoot what was supposed to be last week's episode when we went over a motherfucking unstable manhole that catapulted us into the motherfucking air with our car landing on one side, bouncing to the other, where we almost motherfucking flipped over. All I felt was the side of my motherfucking face steaming, airbag deployed, my siblings got busted lips and bruises, my mom body all fucked up, I smell like fucking icy hot and weed. But you wanna know, bro, what was the worst part of it all? We had 3 innocent, unopened bacon, egg, and cheeses with us, bro, and they did not make it, unfortunately. Blasphemous visual, by the way. Haven't recovered from that traumatizing ass experience. Which brings me to my next fucking point. This message is for the walking fucking butt plug that we are forced to call the mayor of New York City, Eric Adams. If you, motherfucker, didn't spend all your weekend circle jerking with the NYPD and cosplaying as fucking Beanie Man at every festival in the state of New York, maybe you would have time to actually take care of this damn city. This is what happens when you let party promoters become mayors. You bald bitch. I hate you. I'm glad they seized your phones and your iPad. We on your ass, Mr. Sir. And even though all they gonna find there is some ashy-ass crumb-filled dick pics, because I know, bro, you got the face of a nigga who don't even got the decency, the goddamn decency, to oil and clean that bitch up before you present it to your next victim. You don't want to do your job. You want to be a fucking battle rapper. You rather use our tax dollars to bomb innocent children and buy out every bottle of shoe polish to shine that brainless fucking dome piece you got sitting on the top of your neck. You will pay for your crimes committed against the citizens of New York and all the women you have fucked and disappointed. I hope you are always itchy, bitch. I hope everything you touch is sticky. I hope every night you never find your favorite fucking porn star again. You will pay for them fucking bacon, eggs, and cheeses one way or a motherfucking another. Run me my fucking bread. Literally. And call for a ceasefire on Palestine, you useless, hairless, starving fucking rat. Fuck you!
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Oh my fucking God, bro.
Yo, can a podcast be 3 minutes?
Word. That's been episode 5, y'all. Good night.
Yeah. Victory Light, episode 5. Yo. You bastards, we out. Yo. The fuck are we supposed to say now?
Oh, man.
Yo, chill. Yo. Oh, man. Yo, bro. You owe, motherfucker. Pay up.
Hey. I want my shit, man.
Hey, Slim. Oh my God. That was a lot of feelings.
I'm under pressure.
I'm sorry.
Now. Yeah. I feel like I'm under pressure now. I got nothing to do with this motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
Or the roads.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody that works for the DOT.
Yeah. I'm like, yo, I was only on Dyke, man. Well, I only seen him one time. I promise we're not friends.
Yo, no. He asked for a selfie at Buddha Bar.
Yeah.
I said no, but he insisted.
Yeah, bro. Oh my God. Yo, Liz, how you feeling, baby? Like actual, like, you know what I mean? Like actually, like after all that
post.
Shit physically. I'm
good. Thank God. Me and my family good. I'm more so fucked up mentally because seeing my mom's actually really fucked up about the shit is, I don't like seeing the people I love disoriented, yeah. Which is why I got so much smoke for you, Mr. Bitch.
Oh my God.
Because not only am I hurt, but my mama, bro,
yo.
My brother, my sister, you bald bitch. How dare you?
Yo, honestly, as two resident bald men, that just stings a little different.
I'm so sorry.
It's like, yo, nah, it's like when fucking Susie Essman calls Larry David, you bald asshole. I'll curb your enthusiasm, brother. Yeah. It just, I'm like, damn.
Yeah. I'm like, oh shit.
Like, damn, bro.
I
was like, yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I don't mean to. I don't. Y'all don't gotta catch strays.
It's all right. You know what I mean? Listen,
we going to Turkey next week. You know what
I'm saying? I lost. We gonna be on that returning flight with our heads wrapped up, looking like the fucking mummy from Courage.
Bro.
We gonna be at the what's the shit for the BBLs? The recovery spot.
Yeah. Now you know my little sister calls it a HBL.
Like, oh my God, that is genius.
A HBL?
I saw somebody with that flying back from DR.
Yeah.
His shit was fucked up. That shit was terrifying.
It's like wrapped up like a sausage.
No, the thing is that you can't wrap it up right away. So your shit just opened. People just looking at you.
Yeah. Like,
motherfuckers know what you just did.
Yeah.
Damn.
Nah, you know
bro,
what?
By the way, disclaimer, if you hear any scoundrel laughing in the background, that's my older sister. She to the left of me. She's the shooter of the family. She got at least 2 guns and a knife on her for
always.
Sure.
No,
she
got always.
Before you got here, Mero, I was talking to them and I was like, yo, it's interesting because like hearing the three of them talk, the three of them being Liz, Brooklyn Shooter, and Andy, you know what I mean? Liz, Iris, and Andy, like hearing all of them talk, their accents are very different. And like, it makes sense because like Liz being the youngest, like she grew up with the two older ones. And then Andy, I thought, I don't know if you tell me if you thought the same, but I thought they was from uptown, like either Dykeman or the Bronx. Like I
didn't. Most people 100%. Do. Most people think it was from out there.
100%. I was like, yo, y'all from the Bronx, Dykeman.
Yeah. But it was mostly because of Andy's voice. Because Andy is giving a little bit of Brooklyn now that I hear Iris's voice, but also like mainly like sort of like uptown, like Manhattan type shit. So like, and now that I've met Iris in person, like now it's like cool.
And I was like, oh, y'all from Brooklyn.
Yeah,
for real.
Y'all from Brooklyn for real.
For sure.
Yeah. I was telling Rainey, bro, she dead ass talk like a battle rapper. But not only does she talk like a battle rapper, bro, she move like one too.
Hey, yo, son.
She always got a gallon of honey in her backpack. Yeah. She always got at least three fucking rolled backwoods stuffed to the brim, bro. The bitches is not even smokable.
It's like, yo, Iris will roll some shit. I'll be like, yo, can I get some weed with this grabber?
Can I get
a little bit of actual weed?
Let me tell you something. I feel Iris's energy already. She's the type to pull up and be like, yo, let me tell you something. Put two fingers in your forehead and be like, let me tell you something, motherfucker.
Yeah.
And just give you the wildest two-finger mush you ever got in your life. Yeah.
The forehead, the forehead, the ghost shit from Power, the forehead push.
Motherfucker.
Now, Iris Ball got the older sister energy, bro. Any room she walk into, I'm like, here we go, son.
Make sure the drivers, y'all.
Shout out to older sisters everywhere, bro. Older sisters, older brothers, the ones who hold it down, the ones who got to become parents before they even reach, you know, before they even figure out their own shit. Shout out to older siblings, bro. Them really my dogs.
Thank you.
She done spent at least $17,000 just on White Castle alone for all of us.
Oh my god.
Oh, what?
This bitch had money when we was like 14. She had her little office job and she said,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, we get a crate case.
get
the clamshift too. Get the clamshift.
Clamshift.
Yo, we landlocked, nigga. No, get the clamshift. Get the clamshift. I'm gonna fuck. Yo. I don't care if they from Orchard Beach. They get them shits.
Yo, why I love how like White Castle moves. White Castle be moving like they not White Castle.
Oh yeah.
like they be like, yo,
White Castle be moving like they Le Chateau Blanc.
Exactly. Le Chateau Blanc. Yeah. They be like, this week at Le Chateau Blanc, we have the chef special. Ish. It is a fried oyster slider.
Ooh, yeah.
Fried oyster slider, bro. I'm not, dude, that's what the
fuck. That shit sounds ridiculous.
Yo.
Fam, and I tell you what. They scammers, bro, because they took the chicken rings and it was like, yo, they was in the back high. They was like, yo, you know what? Yo, these chicken rings, they like the same size as the bun, bro. Let's just make this shit into a sandwich, bro. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Like, yo, fuck that. We going to sell a bag of 20 of these shits. Nigga, let's break it down into dimes. Yeah. Like, they fucking. Like, yo, we got a brick of these chicken rings, bro. We going to bust these shits down into dimes and move them. You know what I'm saying?
Charge them $4.25. They high. They not even going to realize it. Fuck
yeah. They
on that sodium high.
Yeah. They cutting them. They cutting the onion rings with the same bread as the fries, like the same, you know what I mean? They cutting them shits like they're like, yo, like fuck it, man. They not gonna know that. They not gonna know the difference, B.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
And let me tell you something. There's a time to eat White Castle, and these all things come in conjunction, B. You eat White Castle when you're drunk and you're fucking horny.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like,
well, how would that go? The horny one.
Cause it's like, yo, but look. So it's like you're drunk and you're horny. So you go and you smash cheeks and then you go to White Castle. Because if you eat White Castle first, you in trouble.
All right. You see, I'm glad you cleared that up.
Yeah, I'm glad you cleared that up. Especially if you're trying to do some little booty play situation. Like, yeah, nah, that's not... It's not gonna be successful.
Yeah, nah. You're gonna be brown water rafting in Calcutta. In Calcutta, bro. Yo, like,
straight, like, yo, is that Fairlife chocolate that comes out your head? Yeah, God damn. Yeah. It's just ultra filtered, Jordy. Damn. Oh, you had this fajita for lunch.
Oh my god.
I see all the pepper skin in that bitch. Speaking of old horny black men, you know what I'm saying? Not Eric Adams. There's another old horny black man out there in the streets terrorizing the world. And it's Stephen A. Smith, bro. I want y'all to hear what this motherfucker had to say. Because before he's just a sports guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's just a sports dude. That's all every motherfucker's looking to him for. You know what I'm saying? This is like asking Stephen A. questions like this is like asking Walter Mercado, like, yo, how the Yankees gonna do this year?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you think about the middle relief for the Yankees? You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, this is not your lane at all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Listen to this motherfucker, man. Yo, listen.
Bro.
Yo, listen, man. No, get fuck salons. Out of here.
Salons?
What? Yo, what?
Who are you guys back there working?
You keep Solange out of this, you monster.
Yo.
You keep Solange's name yo, out of this.
Here's my shit. Yo, Steven, I love you, B. But yo, you talk about everything like it's the fucking Knicks season, B. He's like, let me tell you something. My analytics tell me that the worst day to fuck is on a Sunday because everybody's tired. You know, you go to church, all my church-going people. You be in church, right, Rainier Valley? You know what I'm saying? You, my young Irish Dominican brother.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying? And the first thing that I do, Miss Liz Bell, by the way, you a Latina woman. Ooh, baby. Let me holler at you after the show. You know, after the show, we're going to have a little chat.
Jesus,
you know, maybe I take you to the Taco Bell Cantina downtown.
Wow. Oh,
it's very nice. You know, you get your little quesarito. But by the way, my favorite day to fuck is on a Monday morning because I wake up bricked up, ready for the week, and ready to handle my business. And that's what I'm gonna do all season long. I'm like, bro. Are we talking about baseball? Are we talking about fucking
what's
going on? Talking about lacrosse?
Do you know how you fucking about? Horny you have to be to say, yo, what day of the week does my dick not want to grow the most? You have to be horny
shit.
Every second of the day, bro. You have to be so somebody, bro. Somebody call the cops on him. He is not well.
Nah.
And another thing about people like that, they love Spanish speaking women. They don't matter what the fuck you saying to them.
Yeah.
You could be like,
Asaroso
coño, mamá niema, singa malo. Saco es sal, un hombre que no tiene ni cuarto. And they'll be like, wow.
Yeah.
Carita
pendejo, coño, como un cuerpo yuca.
Cuerpo yuca is crazy.
They'll be like, wow, that's hot.
Yeah. Also, like, I've never heard this voice from Stephen A.
Facts.
Like, if you would not have told me that it was Stephen A. and you didn't show me like actual footage, I would not have known.
Nah.
That's
Quiet Storm shit.
Yeah, he sounds like a skit off like Dr. Dre's The Chronic. Like he sounds like that. Like he sounds like, you remember Ken Kniff?
Oh,
you remember
the
Eminem skits? You remember
my God.
You remember Ken Kniff from Connecticut? That's what he sounds like. Why are you doing that?
Yo.
He sounds like he's trying to fuck all of his listeners.
Yo.
That's what he sounds like.
Dead ass. And look, and listen. Does that shit even, does a motherfucker changing their vocal tone? There's several women. There's a lot of female energy in the room today. You know what I'm saying? It's not just a source of dress. We got Iris in the building. We got PY in the building. You know what I'm saying? Liz in the building. Always. Does that ever work, yo? Like a dude's like whispering, like, yo.
No.
Hell no.
It's like, bro, get the fuck up. What's wrong with you, first of all?
Like, hey, like cold, though. Not like you know each other.
Yo, I got to blow a PY spot. We got a yes back here.
Hey!
Can we talk about it, PY, please?
Hey! Is she white?
Can we please talk about it?
Hey, bitch.
Like, should I have like a yin yang twin?
Yo! That's what I'm saying.
You gotta come correct. You can't just be saying some wild shit.
Yeah. No, but what if they?
Fair enough.
PY, what if they hit the yin? Hi, PY. Hello.
Hi.
What if they hit the yin yang twin? But then, like in the middle of the act, they hit the crazy frog. They hit the ba ba. Like what if they just?
What if that ring ding 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 ding?
Like what if you fall for the? You know what I mean?
Oh my goodness.
What if you fall for the doom doom doom? And then, like,
hey,
in the
I'm gonna beat that pussy up like
and then switch the energy.
But I'm because that's really who he is.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
He put
on a show for you, PY.
I would say stay in character, B.
Oh my God. He put on a show for you. Then, you know what I'm saying? You let him in. Now he hit the like. What if that happens? You know?
Those are the motherfuckers who can't read and you don't realize till 6 months into your relationship.
Yo, those are motherfuckers that ain't got their dick touching mad long, so anytime it's overstimulating, so they just be like, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? And it's Squirt City, bro. It's over.
It'd be like that.
Let me ask y'all something. You ever had a bad edible trip?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the other day. It was crazy.
Really?
Or any other kind?
Tell me about it.
Yeah, it's crazy because, like, Victor don't smoke like that at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm just like, yo, just hit this shit one time. He's like, nah, I'm good. He's like, yo, listen, bro, I hit this shit twice, bro, and I'm going to be, shoo. You know what I mean?
Jupiter.
And I'm just like, damn, bro, I wish, nigga. Like, because, yo, I've been smoking so long, and, like, since, yo, a blunt a day minimum from 13, bro, like, forever.
Damn.
I'm 40. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I should be in a Weed Hall of Fame and shit. Like, me, Willie Nelson, and Snoop. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I'll bang an edible 250 milligrams, 300 milligrams, 400 milligrams, and be zooted.
Hold on, wait. per piece?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're out of your mind.
Yeah, 400 mg, bound to the dome. I started doing this shit during COVID because I was just in the crib. And I was just like, yo, if I can handle this shit in the crib and just maintain, then I could just go out to Target, bro, with this shit. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm pulling the car around the block and shit. I'm like, I'm good, baby. Like,
no, you are not, Mero. You are not, bro. You think you pulling up to Target? You have fucking Bed Bath and Beyond. You're in a whole different world, bro.
All of this is alleged and hypothetical.
Allegedly.
Mero is by no means driving under the influence of any substances.
I'm talking about Gran Turismo in the crib.
Yeah, like, exactly.
When I'm on the PS4. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he got the setup. You know what I mean? He got the steering wheel and the gaming chair and shit, the racing chair.
But yo, I swear to God, Liz, I'd be like, yo. When people be like, yo, I had a bad edible trip, I'm like, yo, I wish I could have a bad edible trip. I want to have a bad edible trip.
No, you don't.
You know what I'm saying?
Bro, the first bad edible trip I ever had was at a Nicki Minaj concert. 2014.
Yo, talk about.
Nah, I need to hear this.
Yeah, you got to break this
first
down. Because, yo, out of all the rappers to be have a bad trip, Nicki Minaj like, let me tell you something that's bad.
Nicki, yo, I can imagine it already. Fucking Liz not a broke bitch. She got the floor seats in the front. So she's, wait, hold on. Let me land, bro.
I'm sorry.
So Liz is like, oh, fuck. I'm realizing this is going horrible. And then fucking Nicki makes eye contact with Liz like that. And then she goes, is this a thanks I get for putting you bitches on?
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry, mom.
You bitches can't even spell prawn. Like, I'm like, oh, shit. Yeah. Like, yo, she's talking to me.
Oh, my God.
Bro, talk about it.
We went to a fucking Nicki Minaj concert. It was me, my older sister, Iris back here, and my homegirl, Jody. Bro, it could have been Langston fucking Hughes on that stage. I would not be able to tell you. I was gone by the time we hit the parking lot, bro. And this was in the middle of the Drake and Meek Mill beef.
Yeah.
So Meek Mill had came out, and he was wilding. I'm like, what the fuck you mad at us for?
Yeah.
We paid for this shit. We here trying to have a good time. He talking about Canadians and shit. Bro, I could not. I tell you, I woke up the next day at 5 p.m. like, bro, what happened? I had never been hungover from weed until that day.
Holy shit, I woke up
and I was like, yo, never again. Never again.
Like, you woke up high or like
hungover? No, I woke up high. And we fell asleep like at 12 o'clock, woke up at 5:30. I was like, bro, what happened?
What happened?
Who am I?
Holy shit.
How I got home?
Yo.
Bro, I think what's funny is like I mentioned that it was either the last one or the one before, but the night that I went to see The Exorcist Believer on Halloween night, that was when I had the bad trip.
Oh, in the theater.
So in my head, so like when I have a bad like edible trip, I just start fabricating situations in my head. And in my head, we went to Alamo Draft House in Yonkers, right? And we were in the smallest theater in that motherfucker. Like, there was maybe 20 seats total, right? So in my high fucked up brain, I put together this whole scenario where a cult rented out the entire theater to carry out a massacre in the theater without any of our knowledge to complete some sort of demonic fucking summoning where like me and Shorty I was with were the victims in this cult.
And
that whole time I'm watching this movie and I'm like, yo, coming to see this movie on Halloween night was not a good idea. Also, it didn't help that towards the end of the movie, people kept like getting up and walking around, and that was not helping my fucking anxiety at all.
Because
I'm like, yo, any second now, I'm about to feel a hand on my chin. I'm about to move to Shorty. Like, are you enjoying this movie? And then like the ritual is complete. And then like the whole theater screams. So needless to say, it was not a very good time.
Yo,
dog, that sounds like a fucking nightmare.
I'm trying to remember, like, yo, did you ever have a bad edible trip? But I'm just like, probably not. And then I'm just like, yo, but you did lose your mind on shrooms one time. You know what I mean? Like, I ate shrooms. I ate like an eighth to the grill, and I was just walking around this like Veterans Memorial Park in Throgsnack.
Yeah.
And it's like a big ass park. And I was with like my man Nace, my man Over, and we all like graffiti dirt bags, you know what I'm saying, with the North Face jackets and shit like that.
The steepy with the cans in the recon.
You already know. So we're going through the park and shit, like tagging up benches and whatever, drinking 40s like assholes.
Allegedly.
And then we get to the fucking, there's a bench. It's like, yo, I want to, like, the shit got me bugging. I'm seeing, like, lasers and shit. Like, yo, you see that? No, I don't see shit. I look up at a fucking street lamp, and the shit looks like a giraffe, like, eating from a tree. I was like, yo, Nace is like, having a conversation. I turn around. This motherfucker is talking to a stop sign. Like, having a full-blown conversation with the stop sign, like, about to beef with it. My man Over's like, yo, I'm mad tired. I want to sit down. I was like, yo, me too. I got to sit down too. So there's a public bench there. I sit down on the bench. I get up. This motherfucker starts laughing at me. I'm like, yo, what's so fucking funny? I'm about to cry because I'm like, I'm tripping so crazy. Like, all my emotions are like on a million. I'm like, I'm about to laugh, about to cry, I'm about to throw up. I'm just like, yo, what happened, bro? Like, yo, are you trying to play me, my nigga? Like, yo, fuck you up. Like, you my man. He's like, I'm like, yo, what happened? He's like, yo, look at your jacket, bro. The bench was wet paint.
Oh,
so I sat on this shit and I got a brand new North Face. I got up. I had like fucking four Hunter Green stripes across the back of that shit. I was like, God damn it. I was like, fuck. I was like, yo, this shit, and it like almost entirely blew my eye. So I was like, yo, this is fucked up, yo. Nah, I want to go home, da da da, whatever, whatever. Then he's just like, yo, ha ha. He's like laughing. The whole time he's laughing, this motherfucker's making his way to the bench, sits right where I was just sitting.
Oh my goodness!
I was like, my man, why would you do that? And he's like, do what? I was like, stand up, stupid. And he had the beige shit on.
No.
I was like, now you look extra goofy, dumb, dumb motherfucker. At least my shit was black.
Just three high dumb bitches.
Yo, I'm telling you, man. Yo, drugs are mad fun, but they'll make you stupid. You know what I'm saying? That's my PSA.
Nah, I've never done shrooms, and I don't think I ever will because I'm fine with not knowing myself.
All right.
I don't want to know that part of
that
myself.
Part of you?
I think I'm good, man. I don't need to be hearing shapes.
Get on your Aaron Rodgers flow.
Bro,
like, yo,
I'm good,
ayahuasca.
Man. Yeah, like,
I actually on the journey. Feel it. I feel right. It's like, bro, I'm traumatized enough. I go any
saying,
deeper,
like,
bro, I'm off of myself.
Fam, yeah. I'm
good where I'm at.
You know how we grow up? We compartmentalize shit. Like, this trauma that we don't need to, it's in the attic, bro. Open up that little attic door, nigga. Let all that
with
shit
the,
fall out.
Nah, the attic door with the ladder? Fuck that. Every horror movie ever. That Skinamarink ass door? Fuck out of here. No.
Fuck out of here. Nah. And it's always a string you pull down.
Yeah, it's always a string.
It's never like some futuristic shit where you press a button and your attic comes down. Nah.
Nah. It's a dingy ass string. It could either be the ladder or the light. You know that long ass.
Oh,
bro,
yeah.
For some reason, every Dominican household, the shit, the ceiling fan light, the string, touch the floor. I don't understand why we do this.
If it don't, they'll just tie shit to make it extra long.
Yeah.
Shoestring hanging off that
shoe
shit.
Shoestring? They take the fucking little chain off the nail clipper and stick that shit on that? I'm like, yeah, it's compatible, bro, but it's not what it's for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got fucking four corta uña fucking shits up there,
dude. Nah, bro. My favorite shit, like, Dominican logic is so funny because they'll be like, yo, unplug the microwave so it takes less electricity.
Yep.
And I'm like, bro, that's not how electricity
works.
That's not, you have to turn a device on in order for it to take electricity. What are you talking about? And they're like, unplug the AC and shit. Yeah. And they'll be like, yo, unplug this shit so that it take up less. Por favor.
Yo, facts. Yo, let me tell you something. If the shit is absorbing energy, this is my, you know what I'm saying, my HVAC, you know what I'm saying? Working man talk.
Yeah.
This shit sucks up a little bit of energy, bro, but it's so fucking negligible that you gotta be a real fucking glazer, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta be a real Con Edison glazer to be like, yo, nah, unplug everything in the crib, bro. Nah.
Yeah.
Yo, listen, man, I don't want, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want the super up here just in case a fuse go.
You saved, and like whole time you saved like $1.89.
$1.89.
That $1.89 for my pops was a long strip. My pops was cheap bastard, bro. My pops, it was so embarrassing. He used to take us into different sneaker stores and just try to bargain off $2-$3.
Nah.
Bro, and he would be there for 10 to 15 minutes. And if they wouldn't come down, he'd be like, all right, no problem. We're going to take our money elsewhere. And we'll just keep walking city line, store after store, until he get his little $3, $4 discount.
Oh my God. It'd be like that. Yo, it's so funny. Like, I always think of like Dominicans that, like, they're just like born with this like natural affinity for haggling. And I don't understand why this is. And like working on Fordham and Webster doing tattoos, bro, I caught like the fucking worst of that shit, bro. Oh. Like, God forbid I spoke Spanish in that motherfucker, bro. They would be like, pero tú eres de los míos.
Pero loco, yo sé que tú dices 250, pero déjamelo.
Pero déjamelo, déjamelo un chimpa, déjamelo un discount, un discount.
¿De dónde te, es papá tuyo?
Yo. Yo,
conozco la cara tuya.
Bro, I would say,
Oh, ¿tú eres apellido Martínez? Ah, por nosotros somos familia.
I would say,
¿cómo tú vas a cobrar los primos tuyos? ¿A cuánto? ¿A cuánto le cobra tu primo?
Yeah, exactly.
How are you going to charge your cousin? I don't know you.
Yeah, nah, they would be like, yo, like, where you from? You know, for our non-Spanish speaking listeners, they'd be like, yo, like, where you from? Oh, like, we got the same last name. You my cousin and all that shit. It's like, you know what I mean? Trying to play the fucking, cards and shit.
Well,
and
it's like, bro, I know your Theo, man. He's a horny old man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He's a horny old man who used to work for ESPN. And now he be in a basement with bisexual lighting.
Yo. And I wanted to get into this shit too, bro, because I love Mario. Was one of my favorite shows growing up. You know what I'm saying? I was about to say I'm washed, but I know we got the wash jar.
Nah, we got the wash jar now. I gotta bring that shit in here, bro. I'm telling you, Meadow, you're not safe.
I'm not safe, bro. I gotta chill. Yo, old men have some of the horniest habits. And I seen this video of Tisha Campbell, aka Gina, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Iconic show Martin. Cleaning out her dad's room, and it's just like, I got a follow-up question after this for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, this is very horny shit right here.
Dark meat.
Yo, shout out to him though for like supporting, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was gonna
POC
say
creators.
I was gonna say, yo, shout out to the Mendem. You know what I mean? For keeping it in the family, you get me?
That's my worst nightmare.
Yo, imagine
finding my pop stash.
This is what I wanted to ask y'all.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we all like, you know what I'm saying, sexually active human beings, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I heard of it.
What is. Okay. If somebody was to see your search history.
Oh, boy.
Are you browsing? Are you reckless? Are you browsing Pino incognito or just like raw dog on a regular browser? I don't care if somebody press P in the address bar, they're going to find out anyway.
I'm raw dogging, bro. I pay my phone bill. What you see on that bitch is what you see. So you'll be all
right. Let's go. Tommy's got the drink in the air. Let's go.
This is going to sound super vain. But because I make the shit, I kind of just watch my own shit.
That's kind of cool.
He's like, you know what?
But I
watch my shit.
Because also because I'm in it, I have like an inside look. Hey, yo.
Hey.
I'm
sure you do, my guy.
I just have that like insight of like the production side of it,
yeah.
Where it's like I'm like, oh, I notice cuts and shit where I'm like, oh, he probably dropped the phone or like something.
He dropped the phone.
You know what I mean? Hey, bro, I've been there. I've been there. We had the crossfade transition into doggy. You know what I'm saying? Into the video,
not the
like
crossfade.
You know what I mean?
No!
Crossfade into doggy. So
the little down the drain fucking transition.
Like. I feel like as far as my history, ain't nobody. You're not gonna find a wild shit. I'm pretty vanilla, bro. All things considered.
That's wild.
You know what I mean? Oh my god, not the dildo drying rack.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's a wine bottle holder.
It's a wine bottle holder.
Have dildos on it.
That is an impromptu. Dildo drying rack, yeah.
Yo,
that's not a bad idea. I might send that to a couple shorties. Like, yo,
yo, just yo, yo.
When you gotta dry the equipment,
yo,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm so high, I thought I was a Target, but I'm really a Bed Bath and Beyond. So I got you this dildo rack.
Oh my god, yo. Speaking of goddamn Pino and shit, you know our favorite scumbag Adam 22.
Oh my god,
got his shorty out here.
On the Chochler.
You know what I'm saying? A bachelor-esque, for the uninitiated listeners, Adam 22, frontman of No Jumper podcast / platform for whatever, for exploiting black trauma. Also, what? now has started campaigning for, I guess, suitable bachelors to to be next in line to take down his wife after what is his name? I forget his name.
Jason Love.
After I know Jason how he Love. Looks. Yeah, after Jason Love.
Yeah, that was yeah. You know that.
Nah, y'all wasn't y'all on the last episode just talking about Sarah J? Who's Sarah J? Let's talk about Sarah
J. Right, man.
Nah, listen.
Yo, and y'all know. Yo, and y'all got Jason Love. We got Sarah J. Y'all got Jason Love. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It's like that. You know what I mean? It's give and take. You know what I mean?
So he slept with Adam 22's wife.
Jason Love. Yeah,
he didn't sleep with her. He blew that shit out.
Yeah.
Like she was biting the pillow. Yeah. Like tasting the nut after. You know you gotta be horny. To be like, yo, let me taste that nut after. Yeah.
Hang
like,
on.
Scoop it up out like, ah.
Yeah.
Like, not even, I was just like, yo.
I mean, I will say this, though. Professionally, what they are doing makes mad sense.
Mad money.
Mad bread.
They leveraging that shit like crazy, bro.
Yeah. There's so much bread coming into their pockets right now. Like, and a lot of it is like outrage marketing. A lot of it is posting shit like this so that average ass, vanilla ass fucking couples who are not in this world, who don't do this shit at all, could be like, nah, yo, couldn't be me.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, cool. I guess you're right. It couldn't be you making these millions of dollars.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Now, as a content creator, it's very, like, I can tell, I'm sure Lizbelle, like, we can all tell, this is a bit.
Yeah.
This is a bit.
Yeah, he's doing,
I mean?
He's
like,
doing
this
a lot.
Is a bit. They agreed on all this shit beforehand.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
legs.
They talked about all it. They were like, how can we milk this situation? No pun intended. They were like, how can we fucking milk this cash cow for as long as possible?
Yeah.
And it's been working out.
The rollout is working.
Yeah, now they got the cockler. You know what I mean? Like,
he walked out on her on that video.
Yo, yeah. I'm telling you, man. Yeah. He's like, yo, I'm going to give it to you, and you're going to be like, yo.
Shout out Jason Love, bro. Jason Love, he looked like a...
He looks like a fucking middle linebacker for the Cowboys. he looked like the type of nigga, yo, top 10 plays of the week. Like, here's Jason Love with a 30-yard reception for a touchdown. Like...
Yo, facts, yo. Yo, you look like every coach's big man like wet dream, bro.
Yo, facts.
Like you look like fucking
yo.
You need to be on that fucking free throw line,
you know what I'm saying?
Or whatever it is.
You look
sports,
like
old, you know?
Old white men talk about you on sports channels in the most homoerotic way possible.
Yeah.
That's what you look like. Like his vertical, my God, his girth, his length.
Oh my God, his girth, his length. Now let me tell you something, Mero.
He's
let
so
me tell
rangy.
You, I have. have never seen male performance like this.
Never.
I haven't seen this kind of performance since the summer of 68. God. Let me tell you something.
Listen, the guy's a dog, all right?
The guy's a dog. In there. I'd let him dog Mia.
Yeah.
He gets in there, puts in work, Mia.
100%. Me too. Guy gets in there, puts in work, lunch pail kind of guy, drops the dick off like no other.
I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, he'd tire me up.
I mean,
he'd tire me up.
I just got
an idea, bro. You guys should review porn.
What?
Y'all would make fucking bank.
Oh
y'all would
God.
Make bank.
So good.
Yo, we need you there to fucking be like, yo, like, nah, that ain't it. Like, I don't really like a motherfucking step on my head with Tim's while we smash it.
Yeah.
That's not my type of time.
It, man. Yeah.
Nah, that's crazy, bro. Motherfucker put they fucking boot on my neck.
Yeah. Yo, we fighting, bro.
You have to see me outside,
I'm like,
bro.
Yo, I don't want to violate you, man. I just took the 4 train here.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I've been on 149 for Grand Concourse like this. And I'm going to put that on your face?
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, that's crazy.
Nah. You got legionnaires
they
disease
gotta be,
now.
They got to be legionnaires.
Now you're doing an ALS challenge because I put my foot in your neck?
Yeah.
Nah, bro, that's crazy. You can't do that.
Nah, they got to be fresh out the box from VIM if we're doing all that. If we're doing all that, they got to be fresh out.
Fresh out.
From they got to be fresh out. And
from
you got
G's Plus on Burnside.
Yo, I've always wanted to pipe a shorty down in the jersey skirt from Dr. J's for Ladies, bro.
Oh!
I've always wanted to pipe a joint down with one of them shits on. With the jersey dress, bro.
She got the Lamar Odom. You just hit her from the back. Like, damn.
She got the Sean Kemp Supersonics fucking jersey.
Listen, you know who should never, ever, 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 because you know they say men can just like ejaculate until they perish.
Yeah.
This man, I don't know if he still can, but he should never, ever ejaculate again. Eric Adams, you should never breed again, bro. You're a piece of garbage.
Ugh.
I agree. Ugh. Fuck that bald bastard.
You bald asshole.
Oh, my God. Holy shit. Sir. Mayor Adams, sir, you need to take a look at this.
What you got for me? Is it stock tips?
No, listen to me.
Is it my Freemason license? I've been waiting
to please
in
stop. Sir, stop the giggling for half a second.
All right.
Listen to me. We found some...
Swagger.
God.
All right, so go ahead. Talk what you're talking about. You work for me. Go ahead, talk. When I say talk, you're supposed to talk.
Okay.
Right? You're my worker.
We found some disturbing developments from this podcast called, I believe, hold on, what's it called?
Hold on, what's
it's
a podcast?
Like it's like a show for people who either smoke a lot of weed or drive a long time.
Okay.
Anyway,
okay.
there's a podcast on I believe what's the platform? iHeartRadio, and it's called Victory.
I love them. They do the they got the Breakfast Club with Charlamagne. I go up there all the time, man. I be freestyling up there sometime, man. Right. I was up there with Funk Flex talking about swagger.
Right. Well, as I was saying, sir,
I'm a Freemason. By the way,
There's been a disturbing development. This podcast on iHeart called Victory Light, I believe they've been laying into you very heavily, and it seems like they have their ear to the ground. People seem to really enjoy this podcast, and we simply cannot get a hold of any of the hosts except for one.
Basically, what you're telling me is there's an entertainment media company that has a vendetta against the best mayor with the most swagger that has ever been the mayor of New York City.
That's
right. I have more swagger than Mayor LaGuardia, and they named the performing arts school after him.
That's
LaGuardia
right.
LaGuardia should be Adams.
That's right,
sir. I got way more sauce.
That's right, sir. They should be so lucky that you're their mayor.
I'm telling you.
Anyway, God.
So it's two bald motherfuckers. I know that. I just did my research on my phone. It's two bald motherfuckers.
Yes.
One of them can nut, and one of them can't. And then they got a girl on there.
Yes, so it seems to me that the only accessible one seems to be the female host, and she seems to have it out for you the worst. Now, one of the bald motherfuckers in question, one of them lives in surrounded by mob wives. He is basically untouchable.
Can't touch him.
And the other one lives on East Tremont, and I don't believe you've ever set foot there in your entire
camp. Absolutely not. Are you crazy? I'm the mayor of New York. That means I live in Teaneck, New Jersey.
And I don't believe you've set foot on Tremont in your entire
Never.
Professional career.
Well, actually, you know what? That's not true. Back in 1998, I stopped and frisked a Puerto Rican man, and I took his Newports out of his butt where he was hiding them.
Amazing police work, sir.
That's what I do.
Now, the only accessible member of this Victory Light show happens to be one Lizbelle Ortiz. Now she lives.
She sounds like a lot.
She lives in the deep recesses of Brooklyn, and we know her route, sir.
Oh, we got her route.
We do. We know which way she takes to go to the set at 368 Studios in Soho, Manhattan. Would you like me to make arrangements, sir?
Call the Freemasons. Let's get on the job. I got to call a DOT and the Department of Environmental Protection. I think that's what DEP stands for. I didn't read the papers when they gave them to me. But I think I got a manhole that I can affect. On that rep.
Excellent, sir.
Swagger.
Yo.
Yo.
Oh, my God. Holy shit.
Oh, my God. So one of them coming up. One of them can't. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah,
nah,
that's
crazy.
He said it's two bald motherfuckers, right? Yeah.
A victory light.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.